I was placed with Coach Steve. So my company at the time was looking for a professional coach to help at our executive level. And in doing so, they had decided that certain select managers would also be working with Coach Steve on, you know, looking at how they approach their regions and how they manage the people that report into them within their sales regions. So where I came into play with all this is, or I was being trained to then be the, I'm going to call it the company business coach, that would then take over after we were done working with Steve. So I was actually mentoring with Steve and learning about how he coaches and, you know, what types of things are key and, you know, how to listen, how to question, how to work with somebody, you know, and the differences between coaching, mentoring, and training. And it's actually something that I'm so personally passionate about that it, you know, blends over into my personal life and, you know, other people that, you know, I come in contact with too. That was one of the things that resonated a lot with me when Coach Steve and I would talk, is he said, you know, if the slate is not clean, how then do you make progress? Right. So if someone has something personal that's really eating at them and they're unable to take steps or move forward, you know, without getting through all that, a lot of times it's very hard then to go focus on, you know, actually what they're here for, which may be business coaching. I'd have to say in working with Coach Steve, it helped to enhance my emotional intelligence when it comes to looking at how I can affect outcomes. And those outcomes being from the perspective of how I relate to everything that's going on around me. You know, there's one thing, and I actually use it when I'm talking with people. I was talking with Coach Steve. This was in August of 2013, and I was nervous because I had been on a very personal journey with getting healthy, and I, you know, had dropped a significant amount of weight, and Coach Steve had been there through a portion of that, and I was going into a surgery on my foot, and it was one of the things I was talking with him about how nervous I was about this surgery because I was going to have to take, you know, at least 8, if not 10 weeks off from exercise. And I was very nervous about that because for several years I had been on this very regimented program for myself, you know, self-imposed to get healthy, lose weight, you know, maintain my level of exercise, and, you know, had really been taking great steps in managing my health and my diabetes for that matter. And he said, Jesse, he goes, let me leave you with this one parting thought. He goes, think about exercise that you would have to do as if you had no legs. And it was like this huge, enormous light bulb the size of the sun just went off. And it was like, you know, that was just, it took a whole different perspective. It helped to pull me out of this personal focus that I had on just me and helped me think of things way outside of me and that there are other people that have this same situation, right? They don't have the use of their foot. Okay, or anything from the waist down, and they are able to be Olympic athletes, they're able to excel, they're able to do all these different things that I'm so worried about not being able to do, that it just set me off in another, whole nother dimension and a whole nother direction of how I could continue to mentally and physically take care of myself. So, wow. And that was just, if I had to describe my entire experience with Coach Steve, it would be in that one statement. Right there. I'm back in the same condition I was when I was an Olympic athlete at the age of 17. You know, I've been able to maintain great strength and been able to challenge my body differently and mentally stay on target, you know, with staying healthy and allowing myself to continue to be human at the same time. I'm a soccer player. 16 years old, I was recruited to play on the women's national team. And I trained with the national team for about 2 years, maybe a little bit more than 2 years before then I had to make a decision. Did I want to continue training with them and go to the Olympics, or did I want to stop training and go to college? Well, I decided to go to college. I was very interested in, you know, continuing life that way. And at the time, in the late 80s, women's sports definitely was not where it is today. And, yeah, I'm very pleased with the decision. I love where I am today. You know, I love, you know, just me today. And, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. So it was a, you know, pretty grown up decision to make at 17 years old. Honestly, I mean, it really has a lot to do with perspective. You know, I've always been a person who has sought first to understand people. In working with Coach Steve, you know, and mentoring under him, I learned that, you know, if I can take a step out and I can keep asking, so what if, or I can keep challenging them with questions, or, you know, think about it from the other person's point of view, you know, if I can continue to do that, then, you know, it's only going to help them be able to take steps forward to take action. So I guess if I had to think of something else outside of challenging someone on their perspective, it would have been you only get results if you can encourage somebody and they want to take action. That no coaching, no matter where you are or what you do, is something that is going to be effective unless that person is open, willing, and able to take action. I like the fact that he is not textbook. You know, a lot of other people I've talked with or other coaching programs. Here's the thing that I like so much about Coach Steve. It was very much in the moment with him, and it wasn't something where he would say, well, if you go back and read in the book, you know, he wasn't relying on that. He was relying on genuine experience that he had been through, and it was all a style of thinking. You know, and it's funny because my company, you know, they have said to me that, you know, well, we'd rather you go through this formalized coaching program that so we can say you're a certified coach. I'm like, okay, you know, whatever you guys would like to do, you know, because I look at the time that I spent with Coach Steve, and that is probably, I probably will not receive that level of or type of coaching, I think, if I were to go to a formalized class, you know, because to me, it's like, okay, here's the guidelines for coaching. This is what you're going to do. This is how you're going to do it. And, you know, with Coach Steve, it was very much in the moment because there is no real, I don't want to say textbook. Sure, there's basics that you want to think about, but not every person fits the textbook. You know, and not every person situationally can be talked to in the same effective style every single time. So I think, you know, in working with Coach Steve, I would consider myself, if I had to say I was certified to coach, I would consider myself far more equipped and certified in having worked with him in that capacity than it will be in the classes that my company is trying to send me to. Yeah, I really, you know, I mean, I really appreciate his style. I mean, it really, when I seek out people to work with, that's the type of style and approach I'm looking for. It very much matches me personally. You know, for example, too, you know, another person who's a great coach to me is my personal trainer. I've been working with him for about 6 years and, you know, maybe even longer than that with this journey. You know, he learned about me, and it's individual to me, and it's not all about working on machines. It's how do you make your body work for itself? And that's the way Coach Steve was, is how do we get your mind to work for you, you know, and get you to really take a view, an overview, and a different type of view of people, you know, and the situations that they're in, because you can't go to a book and look that up.